News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It is 7:47 on News Talk Breakfast. A new maximum fee cap for early learning and child care services has been announced by Minister for Children Equality, Disability Integration and Youth, Norma Foley, who's with us now. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
What exactly are you changing?
Well, for the first time, we are introducing a fee cap, and this is particularly going to impact those who are charging exceptionally high fees for parents who are availing of their services. So, for example, I know that in some instances, particularly we say in Dublin City or whatever, for a child who might be in full-time care, there can be charges of €400. And so the maximum now that can be charged is €295. And when the subsidy that's applied for parents, when that's injected, that's €198.70 per week. So for those parents on those very high fees, that's a saving of more than €5,460 a year, almost €5,500 a year. So that's significant. So, and as I said, for the very first time, we have done that. But equally so on the other end of it as well, then, in terms of support for the providers, I'm also confirming that core funding or state funding going to the providers will be at a rate of €390 million for the year. And that's up €60 million from last year. So, you know, whilst we're introducing the fee caps, we're also recognising that there needs to be support.
It's a significant investment on that side of it. But can I ask you why you set it at 295? The average rate, according to the Social Democrats, is only 197. So the vast majority of people who are being put the pin to their collar aren't going to benefit from this.
Well, just to acknowledge, we have said that this will be a step-by-step process over the lifetime of the government. I think we have to start then at those that are charging the highest and very significant fees. And we
but
are
in the tiniest minority, Minister, with due respect, charging more than 295.
Well, in fairness, there's a significant number of them. There's more than 10% of them charging that. And notwithstanding that, I want to say that you're quite correct. You know, the average would be in and around the 197, which means that it's less than €100 what's been asked of parents. And we will do more in that space going forward.
When, though? You know, a parent listening to this right now will go, great, means nothing to me. You know, your government was elected on dealing with childcare with the ultimate goal of making this as accessible as possible. 90% of parents listening right now go, Norma Foley, nothing in this for me at all.
No, that's actually not true. I mean, the fee cap is something that we're doing for the very first time, but the fee freeze remains in place for the benefit of all parents. And that means that the fees have remained the same since 2022. I actually don't know if there's any service or any product available in this country where we can say the cost remains at the same level since 2022. So that's significant. And also the funding that's available to parents to decrease the costs over time, that remains in place to the national subsidy that's available to parents. And there's two types of subsidies. There's a universal subsidy where parents are getting that that reduction week on week, and there's also a means tested subsidy available to parents where it means that some of them and again evidence has shown this are paying very little. Those that are extremely challenged in terms of finances, they're paying very little to access childcare facilities. So year on year, we are actually seeing a decrease in what parents are being asked to provide for in terms of early learning and childcare.
The highest average fees being paid at the moment in Dunleary right down is €258. I'm wondering, are you now subsidising people who are making a deliberate choice to go to expensive childcare facilities? So is this something that's benefiting the well-off? Is that an accidental consequence of what you've done?
No, I don't think that's true at all. I think people are availing of early learning and childcare facilities where they are available in their area. And it is absolutely true to say that there is a divergence of cost depending on where you live or what's available to you. So for that reason, we're looking at this from a number of different elements. We are seeking to reduce, to bring everyone over time to the one level, which is the commitment in the programme for government, that €200 a month is what will be paid by parents. parents, so we're working on that it will be the same for all parents. Okay. But equally, there's two other aspects to it, and you've raised it there around, you know, in some areas the very high cost. It is accessibility as well. It's ensuring that there is greater opportunity. In some places there is a greater choice, in other places there is no choice at all, and the government have been very clear. Okay. In those instances, government will step in and provide a public element of childcare. And finally, and perhaps the most important element as well, is to ensure that we have a well-paid staff in place to provide the supports to children.
Okay.
And for that reason, I have ring-fenced €45 million to ensure that there will be an increase in staff wages. Now, that is a matter for the Joint Labour Committee, and they are independent, but I have made that money available as well. We need a well-paid staff, we need a sufficiency of places, and we need affordability for parents.
Just on one other issue before I let you go, we were just talking about 14,000 child patients facing these delays because of the suspension of special funding for operations at CHI under the National Treatment Purchase Fund. I appreciate it's not your area of responsibility, but you are the Minister for Children. You must be worried by that.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I understand the motivation of the National Treatment Purchase Fund. Really what they're seeking is, satisfaction around corporate governance, and I would hope that they will get that satisfaction as quickly as possible so that we can resume the service that is being provided. It's a very important service. We want children to get the maximum of opportunity and supports from a health point of view, or indeed across all aspects of society, but it is important that there is absolute confidence around the corporate governance that has been provided.
But
these
children have rights, Minister, to access timely care, and the state, I would argue, is not respecting those rights.
Well, in actual fact, I think that the state is doing all that it can to ensure that everything is in place as it should be in place. I think if the state didn't, if there wasn't action taken around, if there's a question around corporate governance, if there's a question around best practices, I think those questions need to be answered before you would proceed. But I would be hopeful that those questions can be answered as quickly as possible. You know, we want to ensure that, there's access not just to treatment, but there's access to appropriate treatment and best quality treatment. And I think those questions have to be answered.
Minister for Children, Norma Foley, thanks for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.